Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
If you haven't hit the road yet, you might want to leave a little extra time. Slick conditions. We have a lot of accidents and fender benders across the region. A lot of slipping and sliding with all the rain that was much needed. We are sponsored this morning in Kale and Company by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. So two people dead after police say they were killed by their own neighbor who then turned the gun on himself. This happened in Philadelphia's West Oak Lane neighborhood. According to police, the neighbors, the community just devastated over what sounds like it was a neighborly or unneighborly situation there with neighbors who did not get along and frequently, according to witnesses, just frequently had disputes. So this happened, according to Philadelphia police, a 77-year-old man, 76-year-old woman were returning home from the grocery store, and their neighbor, the court, and there were witnesses who actually saw this, just gunned them down, even walking over, according to one of the witnesses, the neighbor in his 50s walks over and even shoots the woman a second time while she's already laying there bleeding, shot on her lawn. I mean, a horrific situation. What in the heck sparked this? They say that they did have ongoing disputes between this couple, 76 years old, 77 years old, have reportedly lived in their home for a long time. What in the world, what was happening here? But the neighbors quite disturbed over this.
I'll take a shot at this, no pun intended. What was the causing impact? What was the aggravating factor? You said they came home from the grocery store. That's what caused it. Twice the amount of eggs cost. Bacon off the charts. The most triggered I am every day of the week is the day I come home from the grocery store. I need like a debriefing after the grocery store. True story. I go to the gym after the grocery store. Don't talk to me after I go grocery shopping. I'm angry.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just, I haven't shot anybody in their front lawn, but
so they're not identifying. They're not giving names out. So we'll look for that as far as the victims and especially as far as the man who turned the gun on himself. Yeah.
Do you guys have bad neighbors, by the way? I've never experienced bad neighbors.
No.
I always tell my wife that no matter what we think of them, always, always make nice with all of your neighbors.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
But I actually have had awesome neighbors. But
yeah.
Even if I didn't, I would be like, no, we have to. No beefs with neighbors because you have to live with them every day. You know what I mean? So
we've had three different residences since we've been married. I've never, to the left of me, to the front, right of me, front, back, I've never had bad neighbors.
Yep.
Yeah, not
I don't want any. I don't want any beef with any neighbors.
Right.
Yeah. I agree. We love our neighbors. Thank God. And this. I don't have a lot of good news here this morning.
Oh, great!
I'm sorry.
My Lord.
I'm Dawny Downer.
Always
in the news.
Always.
I'm so sorry.
Always.
But in this one, it sounds like this started with a minor crash.
Yeah.
Involving a case of road rage. So one person dead, shot in the head. Well, yes, inside the North Philadelphia pizza shop, but police believe that this all actually started with some kind of a minor crash, then then turned into road rage, and then escalated as it was inside Pete's Pizza. This is on the 2000 block of Ridge Avenue. It's right near Girard College. And so they say that in this case, the two guys, it sounds like they got into some kind of a minor crash, and then started an argument, went inside the pizza shop, and that's when they say that the 26-year-old victim here, who was driving a Honda when he got into the minor crash with the other guy, pulled over outside the pizza shop, and that's when the men started arguing, then went into the pizza shop.
Ordered a calzone.
So that's just it. Was the one guy like, I'll try to buy you a pizza. I'm not sure if they were both headed to the pizza shop.
Why they ended up there.
Why
right?
they ended up inside. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they were upset because they paid $45 for a pizza. Like,
oh, my goodness.
Like I have done recently. Yeah. Day. Let's settle this over a cannoli.
Oh, my goodness. So they're retrieving. the homicide investigators, they're getting all the camera recordings and everything. So they're investigating this situation. But employees at Pete's Pizza there say they've dealt with a lot this year, including a deadly shooting of one of their own pizza delivery drivers.
You said this is what, Ridge Pike?
It is, but it's closer into the city, kind of like by the prep.
It's not the Ridge Pike you think.
Yeah, it's not Ridge. It's not like Roxy.
It's not that Ridge Pike. Okay. It's the other Ridge Pike.
Yeah, down the other side of town.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, this is not Roxborough. No. This is not Andorra. Yeah. This is closer to Girard College, St. Joe's Prep, down that way.
Gotcha. All right.
So so now police are also searching for a driver that fled the scene of a hit-and-run crash after colliding with a SEPTA bus. This happened in Philadelphia's Logan section. So North Broad Street, right near Rockland Street, car collided early this morning with that SEPTA bus. Driver gets out of the car, flees the scene. But the bus in that one, takes out a street sign there. Pole falls on top of the vehicle. Driver not seriously hurt. SEPTA police now investigating, and the suspect remains on the run in that one. We also have, I'll mention this one because I know you're going to get to Bucks County and all the fireworks at that huge jam-packed commissioners meeting with Scott Pressler showing up at that one and speaking. But I'll say to you that in Florida, Florida man was arrested and charged with a plot to, quote, reboot the U.S. government by planting a bomb at the New York Stock Exchange this week. And then his plan was to detonate it with a remote-controlled device. So the FBI says they arrested this guy, 30-year-old Haroon Abdul Malik of Coral Springs, Florida, charged with attempt to use an explosive device to damage or destroy a building used in interstate commerce.
Do we know if he entered the country legally or illegally?
I do not have that information.
Okay.
So we'll continue to follow that one.
Because as we know, it's not just South American countries. It's the Middle East. It's Asia. It's China. It's all of these different countries and continents that are coming in here illegally through the southern border.
Yeah, they're not releasing that information. So that'll be, information to come. He did talk to the FBI agents and said he wanted to detonate the bomb the week before Thanksgiving and that the stock exchange in Lower Manhattan would be a popular site to target. Ouch.
Yeah, New York is the epicenter for a lot of that.
I know we'll get to all of the Matt Gaetz drama and that vote that happened and talk about what's going on in D.C. and the Trump transition team, all of that still ahead. There's a lot of news. Those are your local news stories going on in a busy night, a busy 24 hours for our Philadelphia police and suburban police as well. Do we need a spa day or what?
Yes, we do.
Our cops need a spa day, for crying out loud. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, the secret to finishing your holiday shopping. Three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield Center City, Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person or online, josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. That's josephanthony.com. I don't know, maybe Joel Embiid and Maxie need like a Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, like for two. Treatment to kind of mend things.
And B basically said all of the Inquirer reporting and everything about the beef with him and Maxie has been overblown.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a 30-second conversation, and it's all bull bleep.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Don't take any of that.
Yeah.
The only days he was late was when he was not playing, so it doesn't matter.
Right, okay.
So his final score last night, 117 to 111. Oof. We need Joe Conklin to do the Joel, it was not me. I can't do his imitation. But.
If there was a game, because Ja Morant didn't play last night.
No.
So if there was a game that they should have won, mm-hmm. it should have been against the Memphis Grizzlies.
Right.
And they
so. Ouch.
Vegas duped us.
They did.
They fooled us.
Yeah.
Flyers also lost 4-1.
Yeah, it was
they
a
were
bad
on
night.
That winning streak, and then they lost.
Bad night. And Zach Wheeler didn't get the MVP or the Cy Young.
Oh, he didn't win it?
No.
It was, who ended up winning?
Chris Sale.
Oh, Chris
Boo.
Sale.
Yep. Yeah.
Boo.
Yep.
Okay. Well, he had a bounce back here.
Come out tomorrow.
Yeah. Are we sure about that, or are we just going to get a bunch more rain?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Yes.
No, the sun should come out tomorrow.
Okay.
Not so much today.
How's Friday looking?
Tomorrow is Friday.
No, yeah.
Was that a trick question?
No. No, I'm just, it's 6:15 in the morning and I am exhausted.
I'm ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
This November just won't end.
No, it won't. It's a November to remember.
It really, I can't. I can't. November needs to end.
Stalker's going to move to England, too. He's at it.
Give pedicures to Ellen and Portia, yeah, you know, foot rub.
Yeah, I'll be their pool boy.
Cabana boy,
Cabana
Craig Stalker.
Boy. Yeah, exactly.
That is Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:15, let's get to a Thursday morning big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
All right, the big take this morning, it is brought to you by Budget Blinds, the battle at Bucks. Bob Casey Jr., part of the Casey family dynasty and the Pennsylvania political legacy, he's been defeated by outsider and Trump-endorsed candidate Dave McCormick, and he just can't accept it. It appears that at 64 years old and having served long enough, he's willing to tarnish his legacy as the Democrats go down a dangerous path. To be completely honest, I'm exhausted from and sick of politicians who lose elections, handling their defeat like a 12-year-old playing games. Doesn't matter the party, doesn't matter the gender. Hillary Clinton, Stacey Abrams, Trump, Carrie Lake, somewhere along the way, we just allowed election denialism to become the norm in this country. And no matter what you think of the 2020 election with Trump or the 2024 election with Bob Casey, I think voters and citizens are fatigued by the refusal to accept outcomes. And I, for one, am sick of Bob Casey Jr. because the Democrats lectured all of us who even raised the smallest shred of skepticism about what happened during a once-in-a-generation pandemic election with all sorts of statistical oddities. Then what do they do 4 years later? They take it to the point where they are humiliating themselves by attempting to count illegal ballots, which is peak hypocrisy, and then speaking down to all of us about the context of their comments. Pennsylvania Democrats, let me say this as politely as I can. Go screw yourself. Seriously, go screw. For those who haven't been following this story closely, let's revisit the events that got us to this point, okay? So here was Bucks County Democratic Commissioner Diane Ellis Marseglia, who openly and publicly defied a court order not to count illegal, misdated ballots in an effort to get more votes for Bob Casey. Here was her reasoning. We've played you this before. We'll do it again for defying the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Listen and watch.
We reject all three categories of these ballots.
Your motion is to reject or dismiss the challenges in this category in front of you?
Correct. Yep.
Not going to second that, mostly because I think we all know that precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to it.
Speak on it, Diane. You should have kept going. Is this about Donald Trump? Is this about the Supreme Court of the United States with Roe v. Wade? Explain your defiance, because you're bringing up past instances where it seems like you're implying something was said or done or defied, and all of a sudden courts and precedent do not matter, even when they come from the highest court of a state or the highest court of the entire country. Oh, by the way, the Washington Free Beacon has reported that Diane Marseglia has made political donations to Bob Casey or his PAC on 4 different occasions. Seems like there's some sort of conflict of interest here, no? And then, after those absurd comments, she doubles down, and she tries to speak down to the citizens of Bucks County. Headline in the Philadelphia Inquirer just 3 days ago on Monday, quote, Bucks County board chair says commissioner violating election law has been misinterpreted. She knew exactly what she was saying, and her comments has set off national backlash that's even drawn the attention of Fox News legal scholar Jonathan Turley, who we love on this show, who writes the following. Quote, with PA Democrats counting invalid ballots in the Senate race, the state Supreme Court has again ordered them to comply with the law. For these election officials, the loss has led to the dispensing of any pretense of principle. What is most alarming was the silence of Democrats in the state, including Governor Shapiro, in the face of election officials pledging to violate election rules. In the meantime, Senator Bob Casey has enlisted a notorious lawyer to seek to flip the election. It is unlikely to succeed in changing the result of the election, but it will succeed in tarnishing the otherwise distinguished Senate career of Bob Casey. He should have been the first to denounce the statement of the Bucks County official on counting invalid ballots, end quote. That is Jonathan Turley, and that is very, very well said. But since then, statements have been released. Al Schmidt tweeting on behalf of Josh Shapiro, saying the following, quote, "I want to be clear. Any insinuation that our laws can be ignored or do not matter is irresponsible and does damage to faith in our electoral process. The rule of law matters in this Commonwealth," end quote. And then Commissioner Josh Parsons of Lancaster County taking exception with Shapiro's statement, saying the following, quote, "There's been no lack of clarity around this issue whatsoever. Shapiro's statement is demonstrably false. Every county board of elections knew the legal standard. Bucks County even admitted on the record that they were breaking the law," end quote. And then yesterday, it reached a tipping point in Bucks County. People showing up in bunches after elected officials violated the law. Philadelphia Inquirer with another headline, quote, "Bucks County officials face calls to resign for violating court order at rowdy commissioners meeting. And perhaps the MVP of the GOP and Pennsylvania powerhouse, Scott Pressler, he made it crystal clear where he stands. Here was Pressler laying down the GOP gauntlet. Listen and watch this beauty.
Good morning. Bucks County has been in the news a lot this year. Earlier, we flipped Bucks County from blue to red, and for the first time in modern history, there are more registered Republicans than Democrats here in this county. Number two, voters were disenfranchised in this county, and in fact, I want to thank Chairman Michael Whatley of the RNC and co-chair Laura Trump for suing to make sure that we had three additional days of early in-person voting, because voters waiting in line to do in-person, on-demand, mail-in voting were told that they couldn't vote until 5 o'clock, that the line was cut off. So thank you to the Republican Party for suing Bucks County and fighting for election integrity. And now, here before us, it's on the world stage that we have a commissioner, quote, by Diane Marsiglia, "Precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country. People violate laws any time they want. And if I," meaning Diane Marsiglia, "violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to it." Well, Commissioner, the court already ruled that undated and misdated mail-in ballots could not be counted. You knew that going into the meeting. And I want to congratulate the people of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. This speech I'm doing right now is going to be seen by millions across the country, the Commonwealth, and the world. And I have a message. Congratulations to President-elect Donald J. Trump, the 45th and 47th President of the United States of America. Congratulations to Senator-elect Dave McCormick, and we are not going to allow Democrats to steal this seat from us. Furthermore, congratulations, because we defeated Matt Cartwright, giving President Trump an additional seat in Congress. Congratulations to Congressman-elect Rob Bresnahan. Congratulations to Congressman-elect Ryan McKenzie, defeating Democrats Susan Wild in Allentown and Lehigh. And I have a message. Peacefully, peacefully, we are coming for your seat in 2027. If you don't resign today,
how about it?
I am coming for your seat peacefully. And Harvey, Commissioner Harvey, this goes for you too. You are complicit. Mark Elias and his cronies must be disbarred from practicing law in Pennsylvania, any of his cronies, for the misconduct that they did. I want you to know that I am going to spend all of my time in Bucks County for the next 3 years making sure that we take back this county. Thank you to every single patriot that showed up today.
Yeah. And that is how it unfolded yesterday in Bucks County. And that right there, folks, is how it's done. Because Democrats are officially on notice. Republicans are now going to outwork you. Republicans are now going to take the political fight to you. Republicans are tired of losing and complaining and accepting defeat. I think this past election cycle wasn't a one-off, but rather an awakening. The GOP now knows how hard it must push in order to win these contentious elections. People like Scott Pressler and his energy are infectious. Individuals like Michael Whatley and Laura Trump ready to battle with all of the imaginable resources at their disposal. The days of the RNC and the GOP being led by uniparty hacks like Ronna Romney McDaniel are over, and I, for one, look forward to comments like this for years to come. Diane Marseglia saying the following just yesterday, quote, "We all say things that are out of turn. We all make mistakes. I made a mistake," end quote. Yes, you did. Accountability is once again the name of the game, and the Republican Party is going to hold you to that standard of responsibility. Now back to Bob Casey. Take your L, go get your turkey, prepare your stuffing, and call it a career. It's over. You lost. Go home and stop wasting everyone's tax dollars. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, the big take this morning is brought to you by the good folks at Budget Blinds. The holidays are coming. Budget Blinds, your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business. Schedule your holiday consultation today and ask about their special radio offer. We'll come back, have some conversation about what occurred yesterday in Bucks County. And then also, it's a mass exodus from social media. And some Hollywood elitists on their way out of the United States of America, all because they can't handle the results of an election. It's Kale and Company. We're back after this on a Thursday morning on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's talk about FanDuel, shall we? I'm taking the Toronto Raptors tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm going to take the Raptors with the points plus seven tonight for the 7:40 p.m. Game. So if you want to plunk down $5 on that, you can win 3 months of NBA League Pass. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos, America's number one sports book, is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do is catch every tip-off and buzzer beater and place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Just go to FanDuel.com/Greg to make every moment more this season. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA and 1210 WPHD. 21 and over, present in PA, first after three-month free trial. The full price of Elite Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds. Terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Wanted to start locally with what is going on in Bucks County, because what transpired yesterday, I think, was the tipping point, was the culmination of not only some of these cultural wars in Bucks County, these social battles, but really the political warfare that has been going on in Bucks County for quite some time right now. And it's just amazing. Bucks County, a little old Bucks County, right? I know, get technically like third biggest county or fourth biggest county in the state of Pennsylvania. It is pretty big, but you know, you go around the country, you look around globally, and people are seeing these headlines and these stories from these viral moments, and they're like, where the hell is Bucks County, Pennsylvania? It is the hotbed for school culture wars, voting issues pre-election with disenfranchisement, things like that, results post-election. And I got to tell you, Dawn, I was blown away. By the way, Scott Pressler, we got two things. Number one, he's a tremendous public speaker. Yes. We should also throw up a poll question. Who has better hair, Stocker or Pressler? Because it could be like a battle, battle of the hairdos, both with great follicles, by the way. And I say that as a straight man out of admiration.
And I also like Pressler's boots.
I didn't notice the boots. Did he borrow those from DeSantis?
No, these were some awesome... They were. I love his boots.
Okay. I didn't see the boots. Yeah. I'll have to zoom in next time. But, I mean, man, did he take Marseglia to task? And then she's like, okay, go ahead, bring it. You want my seat? Come get it. Better be careful what you ask for and what you wish for, because he's a very popular figure within the Republican Party with Republican politics. But your thoughts, I mean, you've been covering this a lot on your show, in the news. everything that played out yesterday and where we stand today.
Yeah, and this broke during my show. It happened mid-morning, so that meeting starting in the 10 o'clock hour. And think about the hour that they seemingly, who has a meeting where it's supposed to be a community meeting? You are commissioners, so you are supposed to serve the people, and you hold an important meeting at, you know, in the 10 o'clock hour when most people, taxpayers, have to work. So all these people, I mean, I was looking at, you know, how much room that has. I mean, it was standing room only. There were seats, but 200 plus people. And they had a rally, kind of a demonstration prior. They all met before the meeting.
Do you think it was done because they would expect less people to show up because they're working? Whereas if they had it at 7 o'clock at night, it could be really contentious?
If they had had that thing, to your point, at 7 o'clock at night,
right,
you would have had not only a packed meeting, which you did have, but then you would have outside. I bet you would have had thousands of people because people were so angry over all of this.
Uh-huh.
And so I do think that it's just another kind of a slap in the face, the fact that they're going to have it at in the 10 o'clock hour, 10:30, you know, on a random weekday morning. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't really want to serve the people, the taxpayers.
Right.
They want to serve themselves and partisan politics and policies.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that, you know, Marseglia came out and apologized, and I guess her family members, you know, have also been getting calls and emails and so on, and she apologized to her family. Because what she did was, you know, she and her fellow Democrat, they both voted the same way to defy the law. And they knew what they were doing was wrong, but she said that out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real, that's her problem, that she admitted, yeah, I did this to break the law. I mean, that's basically, so the question is, I don't think they're going to disbar her, but you see how angry the community is. They've had it. And I don't think it's just about this one instance.
No, this is a culmination, right?
This is the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yes.
And so people in Bucks are just fed up with all of the nonsense, all of the lies. I mean, I'm talking to my friends who, many of them were there. You know, and that's the other thing. The Inquirer, the way that they worded off the top, GOP activists packed the meeting. No, these were hundreds of people with Scott Pressler there. Yeah, but most of, you know, 99% of the people there, they're taxpayers. They're,
mm-hmm.
They love where they live. They love their community.
I love how they put such a negative connotation on GOP yes. activists. Yet when you hear about activists on the left, it's for a great cause and it's for social justice and it's for all this nonsense yeah. that was short-lived in the last 7 or 8 years that I think most Americans are tired. And that's why I think it's a culmination. We're just so exhausted from the pandemic, from the 2020 election, from the media, from Democrat politicians, some of our own Republican politicians. And that's a big reason why, and we'll talk about it later in detail, why I think Republicans won. Because Republicans are just trying to have fun and enjoy their life, and we're just tired of everything being the end of the world, this person's racist, that person is sexist, on and on and on. And it's just like the Democrats just took their eye off the ball. They got so obsessed with Trump and the demonization of half of America that they almost forgot about the things that matter, like the economy, like borders and wars and crime, and the fact that we probably as a society have far more in common with each other, regardless of politics. But everything is so divisive with them
mm-hmm.
where it's like now I think Republicans know, and this will be the challenge for Republicans. You can't let your guard down now. Yeah, the victory lap's cool right now. We're heading into Thanksgiving, but you got to come through and you got to deliver. And that's for the politicians out there that have been victorious in these elections. But it's also for those that show up at, you know, lobbying sessions or, you know, on the ground doing ground game stuff, registering people. Because if you fall back into your sense of malaise, you're going to lose in 2026 or you're going to lose in 2028. You now know the level to which you need to be involved and be active to beat the machine. And but you can't take your foot off the gas.
What I would say, though, to that is, you know, there's the saying that all politics are local. And so for this, I think the eyes of regular, ordinary working people, they have busy lives in places like Bucks County, realize how politicized their local government has been. Remember, we know it is confirmed that at least one community member and taxpayer, a mom in a minivan with a bunch of kids, her phone was actually blocked by her own county because she was calling and asking questions during the pandemic. So that's, I think, what is happening here is that all of these individuals packing this meeting and how this word has gotten out, they all realize, oh, how long have they been doing this? Where they're blocking community members, where they're, you know, kibitzing against certain people. What has really been going on here as far as the partisan politics that have ruled this area?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, I think for me, I will say in my life, it's always so disappointing because you want to believe that no matter who's in power, whether it's this board, two Democrats versus one Republican, you always want to believe, well, they're good people. They're on a board of commissioners, right? They're good people. They care. And now what you realize is, wow, these people are really, really wound up and partisan. And they are, it's not just about local politics. What they're doing is they're making sure that they carry the water for partisans in not just the state, but also D.C. And we heard that.
Mm-hmm.
We heard that 2 years ago during those elections, that all of this money from D.C., that dark money, was being poured into Bucks County. How is that disseminated? So it's all, it feels like just this conspiracy.
Yep.
And you kind of want your local, I don't know, you want your local politicians to serve you. You want that to be their first priority, their top priority. And I think that's really what's exposed here.
Yeah, well said.
You know?
Yep. If you want to jump in, 855-839-1210, the phone number, 855-839-1210. You can let us know your thoughts on social media at 1210 WPHT and, of course, in the YouTube chat.
While we're on this, we have one more clip from meeting yesterday, or actually yesterday morning, as Dawn points out, at 10 a.m. when you know, everybody can go. Nice easy time for everybody to get there, the citizens.
Yeah, people had to take off work, Greg. They were all I was getting like group texts, and so all these people had to take off their job.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Or say, can I take an early lunch break?
Yep. hat tip to Joan Cullen, who is one of our listeners and one of our followers.
We love Joan.
She was at the meeting. She was taking pictures, and you know, she's been very active in this. But this is a resident of Bucks County speaking yesterday at the meeting.
Okay,
roll it, Phil.
Last Thursday, when you were deciding that you should count illegal ballots missing at least one signature, the attorney said over and over again that it is illegal to count these. Diane said, "Quote." Precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate the laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to me. You, being the slick politician you are, you didn't even say yes or nod your head. Your eyes were closed and your face was expressionless. Bob, this was your opportunity to be a leader. You could have put a big brotherly arm around her and said, there, Diane, I know you're very passionate about this.
There.
But we have to follow the law. You could have done this, but oh no, what did you do? You voted to violate the law along with her. Diane's actually right, though. The law doesn't matter anymore in this country because people like you violate it all the time, and all we the people do is sit here and complain. Well, I want to let you know that I'm not going to take it anymore. I have decided to file a criminal complaint against both of you for breaking the following laws.
Wow.
Title 25, Section 3050, Title 25, Section 3501,
mm-hmm.
Title 25, Section 3510,
yep.
Title 25, Section 3527, 52 U.S.C. 10308.
Know that well.
Oh, and by the way, Gene, when they're arrested, we want an evening town hall style commissioners meeting once a month.
All right, there she is. She had all the titles, all the codes. She studied the Pennsylvania penal guidelines. My God. Of course, I don't think anything will result in any of this as far as criminal complaints. But, you know, my final thought on all of this is, and I know I'm, you know, newer to the format, but I've always loved elections. And this is like a really old, nostalgic, stodgy view. But, like, you know, when you look at politics, elections and election nights and the aftermath of it, it's like the political arena's Super Bowl. And I don't want to go into football Super Bowls knowing that, you know, the game is not on the up and up. The refs could be tainted in one way. It kills the excitement heading into the ball game, and then it leads to ridiculous commentary after the ball game. That's the same thing I feel about elections right now. And this is a bipartisan view, Democrat, Republican, at the highest of levels to the local levels. I'm just tired of the ridiculous denialism. I don't know when that became the norm in this country. I feel like it started at least 8 to 10 years ago, where it started to become like this mainstream talking point. Maybe I'm being a total nerd here, but like, I like election nights. I like watching the television. I know that's a weird concept. Nobody watches TV anymore. But I like tracking election results, and I want to be able to talk about where things went wrong and where things went right. And all of these politicians with all of their shenanigans pre and post election, whether it's shutting down lines or refusing to admit that maybe you got defeated and you didn't do the best with your campaign, or you missed the mark in some facet or capacity. Like, I want to get back to that. Instead of this just absurd world of, because we live in these hyper echo chambers of, well, if I just say it didn't, it's like the steroid era in baseball. If you guys recall 25 years ago, I didn't take steroids. Well, there's reports here that you did. No. And then they went to Congress and they waved their finger, and eventually they were so obsessed with not accepting the outcome that I actually think they believed their own lies. I want to get back to that type of world where we can just accept the results of elections and move forward. It is killing the fun of elections. And I, for one, think elections are fun, right? Like, having done school stuff and trying to run for class president and things like that. Like, my enjoyment of campaigning started probably when I was in middle school, right? So, like, I just want to get back to that point where we just live in this world of, hey, accept your outcome and your fate, right? Am I outrageous for, like, wanting
that? But I just think that some people don't like elections. Some people don't want to have to pay attention every single day to their local politicians. Some people just want to trust that the people that are put in place are going to do their job and do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, I think that, you know, for Joan and so many of the, you know, people who've lived, like, in Bucks County or wherever you live in America right now, you want to restore the faith, A, in our institutions, and feel that no matter what, you can go to work, you can live your life, and the people who have these jobs,
mm-hmm.
in elected, whether they're duly elected locally, statewide, nationally, that they do the right thing, and they do their job, and they follow the freaking law.
Yeah.
And that's why I think, every time I think about it, just the simple concept of Make America Great Again resonates with all of us. We're just sick of all of this baggage. Quite frankly, I'm sick of talking about all these people who are not doing their jobs because they work for us.
Yeah.
We pay for them.
Yep.
So it's like, do your job so that I don't have to talk about you, worry about you.
Right.
I don't have to constantly monitor you.
Yeah.
Do your job. We pay through the nose. Look at your paycheck.
Oh, I know.
Every week, right? All the taxes we pay for these people to do their job.
We put them in power and pay their salary.
It's ridiculous.
They should answer to us. Never forget that they're civil servants, right?
Yeah.
Like, and you know, the most maddening part of all of this is what you just illustrated, which is so accurate and spot on. You said lack of faith in institutions. You look at these Gallup polls that come out and other polling outlets about where Americans' trust in institutions rank right now. Americans don't trust any institution right now. Not their politicians, not the media, not the FBI, the CIA, the NIH, the CDC, academia, state-run colleges.
Think about how awful that is.
Yes.
And think about the fact that we pay for all of this. You know, you talked about going to the grocery store and feeling aggravated. You know, we pay to even pull our own money out of investments, right? Mm-hmm. Money that you've worked your whole life for.
Yep.
And so it, at some point, you just say, these people have such a grip on all of us,
mm-hmm.
and we have to just realize, whoa, wait a minute. We can fire all these people.
Yep.
We can fire every one of you. And that's why I love the news of the incoming, 60 days administration to say you're fired. You know why you're fired? Not because of politics, but because you refused to do your job and mm-hmm. serve the people.
Yep. Well said. 855-839-1210 is the phone number. Final comments here on a couple of stories I want to get to. There's just so much to do. We'll save the Ellen stuff and all the Hollywood A-listers and celebrities and sports figures that are either leaving the country or quitting social media. We'll do that coming up after the news, but just wanted to give two updates. The Lake and Riley murder story yesterday came to a culmination and a close as this lowlife loser was convicted on and found guilty of all 10 total counts, which was one of malice murder, 3 counts of felony murder, 1 count of kidnapping, 1 count of aggravated assault with intent to rape, 1 count of aggravated battery, 1 count of hindering a 911 call, 1 count of tampering with evidence, and 1 count of, believe it or not, this is actually a law on the books, being a peeping Tom. Ibarra pleaded not guilty to all counts. Two things that really stood out yesterday. A lot of the audio was released of the 911 call, as well as there's video footage of when the authorities tracked down Lake and Riley's parents to inform the parents of the deceased daughter. Just a heart-wrenching story. I think it will go down as probably the case of all cases of illustrating how broken our southern border is. I think there'll be movies made about it. And the media yesterday, right around lunchtime, as that guilty verdict came down, they once again missed the boat intentionally. And I don't know, you talk about faith in institutions, Dawn. The faith in our media has never been lower. The countless outlets yesterday in their headlines on social media that refused to use the word illegal in their breaking news was just, you talk about bias by omission. It was so palpable. The Associated Press, a man was convicted of murder in the killing of Georgia student Lake and Riley, a case that fueled the national immigration debate. Of course, they didn't use illegal. They didn't use illegal alien. They didn't use illegal immigrant. MSNBC, man found guilty of murder in the killing of Georgia nursing student Lake and Riley. You'd have no idea who this guy is or where he came from or how he got here or how the system failed Lake and Riley if you just see these headlines. Same thing with CBS News, Jose Ibarra. They actually had the temerity to say an undocumented Venezuelan immigrant. The New York Times, breaking news, a Venezuelan migrant. So that's like the politically correct term, migrant. So there was just countless outlets yesterday, CNN, the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Washington Post, all the same nonsense. Say what he is. He is an illegal alien. It's in the Constitution. It's not offensive. It is a point of fact. And again, yesterday, closure for those parents that had to deal with it. But man, Dawn, I tell you, the media, they need to attend one of your, are you still doing the adjunct professor stuff for journalism? Because they should attend your class.
No, I don't have time to teach college classes. But I will tell you that that's why it's such a slap in the face. It's being reported this morning that the outgoing Biden-Harris administration is launching a new ICE portal app. And it'll start in a week or so. Ground Zero is New York City that will allow migrants to bypass in-person check-ins to their local ICE office. And the allegation here and whistleblowers coming forth and saying this is an attempt to basically, you know, bring people in and quietly loosen restrictions on those migrants who've come here across the border illegally. But I will say, in contrast, you know, the biggest thing I can say about this now convicted murderer of Lake and Riley is the fact that he was flown. We the people, we paid taxpayers' dollars on a flight to fly this guy. Mm-hmm. And he flew from, at that point, they flew him from New York to, obviously, to near where, to near the murder scene, essentially.
Yeah. Athens, Georgia.
I don't know if she was, I don't know if they were flown in to the country, because we've heard that as well,
mm-hmm.
that there are people from, you know, all over being flown to this country and then bypassing the border.
Yep.
It's just sickening.
It is.
But the fact that that story's breaking, that they're going to, you know, launch yet another port, this app, this ICE portal that bypasses in person the day after the verdict for the murderer of Lake and Riley, what a slap in the face.
Terrible optics, terrible PR. And Ibarra gets life in prison without the possibility of parole because the prosecutor in that case took the death penalty off the table. I'd like to have a conversation with that lady. 855-839-1210. We will come back, get to some news from Dawn to kick off hour two. We have an update on our bathroom situation on Capitol Hill, as that came to a head yesterday. And, of course, Hollywood celebrities, A-listers, they're getting off of social media. And one lady decides to come through and leave the country and deliver on her promise. We'll talk about the insanity as we continue. Hour number two is on the way.
Are you ready for an escape to paradise? Once again, this time the Italian Riviera, on a gastronomical event which only conservative tours can deliver. Join me for 11 luxurious days with the professionals from Conservative Tours, the best tour operator in all of Italy, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, Portofino, Rapallo, Santa Margherita Ligure, Tuscany, and the brilliant Cinque Terre, $53.78. Yes, that includes your airfare, dining events at the wineries in Tuscany, even an authentic farm visit to see Parmesan cheese being crafted by hand. Call toll-free 888-733-9494. You can just go to conservativetours.com, scroll down, you'll see the you'll see my picture, my name, and then the itinerary of some of the places. You'll see hidden Italian villages you've never seen in person before, like Giacomo Puccini, San Gimignano, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, Florence, and Milan. And then we'll conclude on the Lakes region with, listen to this, Bellagio, Orta, Isola Bella. Join me next spring in Italy. I'll see you in Cinque Terre, conservativetours.com. Do this, book this, it's booking up. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.